through the 31st, found that 75%, I didn't say 50, 51, 3 out of 4 Americans were in favor of Senate Bill 1070 out of Arizona. Well, 24% opposed it. Now, last time I looked, Republican registration, you know, those xenophobes, was lower than independents and Democrats. So a lot of Democrats and independents must have liked this. They must have liked this.
It's a good idea. People who are born Americans, and particularly, I mean, even to a lesser extent, but particularly even people, especially people who move here and become Americans and do so legally, understand the how special this country is and how important it is to be an American. And you need to come here, you need to assimilate, you need to become a part of society, and you need to contribute. And they don't. You can't do that if you're illegal.
And we haven't even talked about Hispanics. There was a former Secretary of Commerce under George Bush who is Latino over the weekend talking about his support for this bill for the legal immigrants who've come in, who've done it the right way, who've done it. But here was Judge Andrew Napolitano, a real standard bearer for the Constitution on Fox Business this morning, talking about this decision, Derek.
The guts, the heart and soul of this Arizona statute and also of companion statutes in other states like Alabama, which we're not strictly speaking before the court this morning, is that when the federal government fails or refuses to enforce federal immigration law, the states may stand in the shoes of the federal government and enforce it themselves. That was the theory behind the Arizona statute. That has been struck down. Correct. The Supreme Court has basically said, with respect to immigration, and I'll tell you why immigration is unique in a moment, the states may not do this. Immigration is unique because the Constitution specifically grants to the Congress, and thus to the federal government, the power to regulate immigration, and the Congress, by the manner in which it is regulated, has preempted the field, stated differently, has decided that only it, the Congress, can regulate the field of immigration. Of course, we know we have a president who thinks he can rewrite the laws that Congress writes with respect to immigration, but that's another issue for another time. But basically, the court is saying, even if you have an immigration problem, and even if the feds won't enforce the law, you can't take the place of the feds. You can vote them out of office, but you can't take the place of them because the Constitution is clear. Only they, the feds, can regulate immigration.
And there is the problem.
Now, C4, tell me, this with the statute, the part one that they left standing, as it was part three of the law, is a paper tiger now, because if they find somebody here illegally through the course of following this law and adhering to the Supreme Court,
reasonable suspicion standard they're using,
the ICE under the Justice Department under the orders of the president will just say, yeah, thanks,
you keep them.
Thanks, we're not going to do anything about it.
Right, you hold them.
So
in
what
yourself.
Is Arizona's choice but to let them go out, go free, and be illegal in this
country? Well, they have them under another charge. They have them under another charge, which is why they're getting
right.
Them
but if it's something is like speeding or jaywalking,
they
or
just
something
raise
like
a level
that.
On tickets.
Unless it's murder,
a speeding ticket, 10 years. With the caveat of being illegal.
That's the problem. We can't afford to pay for them for 10 years. We need to send them home, but Arizona doesn't have the authority to do it, and the government isn't willing to.
Give me your thoughts on the Supreme Court decision that once again it says, look, the state of Arizona, they can't enforce federal law. They can't make it a misdemeanor for you to be an illegal immigrant, but they can ask you about it. They can find out whether you're here or not.
It's like if murder were a federal statute. Like,
did you
kill
do
anybody?
It?
Yeah. Hold on, I got to make a phone call. They're not interested. Go ahead. Hope you buried the body.
Time for traffic and weather. Together on the 5, in the next half hour, more about this. The standard of discretion and what has happened in the Supreme Court decision is saying, look, your problem is in the wrong place. Arizona, if you have a problem with this, with the lack of enforcement, and that's what Judge Napolitano was alluding to, it's more political than legal. You need to go after the folks holding federal office.
It's a bunch of unregistered Democrats. So this president isn't going to, and I find it difficult to believe and disturbing that the Hispanic community is going to vote in lockstep for the president of the United States simply based on race.
Well, it doesn't
help. It's worked really well for the black community over the last 40 years. All the problems are solved.
That's the reason I supported Ehrlich in 2002, which is why I'm sitting here on the radio with you right now. 410-467-WBAL. We're talking about Arizona versus the United States and the fallout from that. We're also going to talk a little Fast and Furious in the next half hour as well. But right now it's 12:30. Time for the news with Robert Lund.